This is a Chazar Shir for this past Shabbos, the Pirkei Avos Shir that was given this past Shabbos, Parshas Emor. Last Shabbos, the Shabbos before Parshas Kedoshim, we began Pirkei Avos, and we were talking about why it's called Pirkei Avos. The Avos, our fathers, the Tanoim, the Chachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is it that this Masechta is called Chapters of the Fathers? Now, we're the children. And there's a remarkable Mishnah that the children hear every time you begin Pirkei Avos. The meaning of Klal Yisrael is to begin with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba, shnemar, Va'amech kulam tzadikim, neitzer matoi, maise yodai lehispoer. The Mishnah says that all of Yisrael has a chelik in the world to come. As it says in Pasuk, Amech kulam tzadikim, your nation kulam tzadikim, all tzadikim, neitzer matoi maise yodai lehispoer, that Hashem planted with His own hands, maise yodai lehispoer, the work of my hands, Hashem says that I take pride in. So the question is, why do we begin learning Pirkei Avos with this Mishnah that's transplanted from Sanhedrin? Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. Then you know that the Maharal wrote a sefer on Pirkei Avos, Derech Chaim. And throughout these shiurim, I mean, it's Hashem, we're going to be referring a lot to Derech Chaim. Derech Chaim is the pnimiyus of pnimiyus of Pirkei Avos. In the new edition of Derech Chaim from Rav Hartman, page Samach Aleph to Samach Beis, the Maharal writes the following: Aval perish hakosuv shereitzalayim ki yisrael kulam tzadikim. What is the meaning of that? Ki yisrael kulam tzadikim. It's a nice thing to say, and we take it as a very beautiful compliment, but you and I know that it's not so simple to say that all of us are tzadikim. Ki yisrael kulam tzadikim, the Maharal says, ein haperish shem tzadikim ayidei ma'aseh. As the Maharal explains, it doesn't mean that in our actions, in our behavior, that we qualify to be called tzaddikim. So what does it mean, v'amech kulam tzaddikim? What does that mean? V'salaymer, shem tzaddikim ba'atzman. Shem tzaddikim ba'atzman v'loy tzad mitzvah samasim tayfim. The Maharal explains, amech kulam tzaddikim, tzaddikim ba'atzman means that the essence, in essence, and who the person is, and what a Jew is, every Jew be'etzem is a tzaddik. It doesn't mean, the Maharal says, that he's living his life as a tzaddik. Lemaisa. But Salaim Hashem, tzaddikim ba'atzman b'loy tzad mitzvah samasim tovim. Not necessarily in our mitzvah samasim tovim are we living up to the true character of what it means to be Yisrael, of what a Yisrael be'etzem is. V'ahaynu, the Maharal continues and says, V'ahaynu b'nei Hashem Yisbarach Boris Yisrael. Listen to these words. B'nei Hashem Yisbarach Boris as Yisrael, Hashem created the Jewish people and every single Jewish person. It's a creation of Hashem. K'soles nikia b'loy soles. Pure, perfectly clean. Flour. Without any soles, without anything ugly, anything wrong, anything missing, without any psalus at all. Boma maisi yoda lespar. And Hashem says, maisi yoda lespar, the work of my hands that I take pride in. Klaimer, Maharal explains, I evsha shlo yeh al yisrael hanitzchiyas ba'ilam haba. It absolutely cannot be that the Jewish people, that every single Jew, it cannot be that we will not have that eternal life, nitzchis, ultimately, in Olam Haba. It cannot be that will be kept from us. Why? Because, as it says in the pasuk, Ma'ase Yodai, that only the Jewish people are called Ma'ase Yodav Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, the work of Hashem's hands, kivyachol, not the nations of the world. Ma'ase Yodai, Ki Yisrael Nikraim Bonim El Hashem Isbarach. Because Yisrael Nikraim Bonim El Hashem Isbarach, only the Jewish people are called Bonim El Hashem Isbarach. Only we're called Hashem's children. Samral says, Vim lo yeli Yisrael nitzchias l'olam haba, that if we would not have nitzchias l'olam haba, if there would be an end, God forbid, to the Jewish people or an end to any Jew, if it wouldn't be nitzchias, then it would mean, he says, yech chisaron v'maisi yada, who would mean that there's a chisaron, there's something missing, something lacking, something deficient or imperfect in the work of his hands. Since only the Jewish people are called Maise Yodai Lehispar, Maise Yodai. Samaral says, if we would be discontinued, or if any Jew would be discontinued, would not have nitzchias, it would mean that Hashem made something with his own hands that didn't last, that became obsolete, that didn't work out. Ve'ein chisaron b'maisi yodav. The Maral says that it can't be that there's a chisaron b'maisi yodav. Now, whoever hears this has an obvious question. And whoever learns the Maral's svarim knows that it's really impossible to have the complete picture of what the Maral is saying by looking only in that makor of the Maral on the page that's in front of you. The Maral discusses inyanim throughout his many, many svarim, and one needs to check and to see in the other makaris in order to get a full picture. So here too, there are many, many places in the Maral's writings where he talks about and he explains this madrega of Bonim Atam L'Hashem Elokechem. What does it mean that we alone are Hashem's children? Sof kol sof, the Maral explains, Hashem created everything. The entire world, all that exists, is Ma'ase Yodav. As a matter of fact, everybody here knows that when the Malachim and the angels, when the angels wanted to sing Shira, they wanted to sing by Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Egyptians were being drowned, so Hashem said, you can't. Ma'ase Yodai Tovim Bayam. The work of my hands are drowning in the ocean. Mela that the Jews could say Shira because they themselves were endangered. But what are you Malachim singing Shira? Ma'ase Yodai Tovim Bayam. V'atam Arim Shira. The work of my hands. Hashem Yisbarach made everything. Everything is Ma'ase Yodav. Still, there's a chilek. Ma'ase Yodai L'Hispar, the Maral is telling us here in Derech Chayim that they can't be chisaron Ma'ase Yodav, the Jewish people have nitzchias. Isn't everything Ma'ase Yodav? So we have to turn to the Maral in Netzach Yisrael Perek Yud Aleph. He writes, V'yesh l'chol l'hoven b'shem ha'nichbar ezeh, ma'shenikru Yisrael bonim l'Hashem. We need to understand this Shem HaNichba, this fantastic title that we have, that Hashem calls us His children. Mashenikru Yisrael Bonim LaHashem, Hashem's sons, His children. V'zeh ki ein safek, ki hanimtzoyim hem alulim umushpoyim en Hashem Yisbarach. The Maral says, there's no safek at all, that all that exists comes from Hashem. All that exists is from Hashem. And yet, there's a madrega that's called Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. So Maral explains, Raki yesh mushpa me'amitas atzmai, there's a chilek. There are those who are mushpa me'amitas atzmai, whose existence comes from the essence of the truth of God's very being. V'yeisha ein akach, and there are others, and all else is not like that. In the terminology of the Sfar Makadoshim, there are those who receive panim el panim, face to face. Hashem faces them and gives to them mi'admitas atzmai. The entire world exists. There's a way that's called achor ba'achor, or derech achorayim, from behind, which means the king takes care of all of his subjects. Everybody in the kingdom benefits from the king's support. And yet, there's a difference between how the king gives his newborn infant breakfast and how he gives his servants and subjects their parnasa and their food. The way that he gives the subjects their food is called acharayim, from behind, which means the inyan there is not coming from the essence of the king. It's the king's responsibility, and he tends to his responsibility. It does not have that giving over of the self. It's a matter of achrayus and the practical need to see to it that the subjects of his kingdom are fed and supported. Mashenikain, when the king is putting the spoon in his baby's mouth, that's called panim al panim. There the king is giving the child me'amitas atzmai. The time that he spends with the child, the time that he gives to the child, is me'amitas atzmai. Stamral says, of course all that exists is ma'ase yadav. Hashem is the creator. Nothing could exist for a split second if Hashem were to not give, if Hashem were to not feed and support. All that would exist would slip in, would disappear into non-existence. Still, the Maral says, "Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem." To be Hashem's children, to be Hashem's child means, "Ki yesh mushpa ma'amitas atzmoi v'yesh enokach." There are those who are mushpa ma'amitas atzmoi, from the true essence of God Himself, v'yesh enokach. Even though, of course, God creates everything. According to how close or how far that nivra is from Hashem. V'hine Yisrael, the Jewish people, Uma Zois, this nation, every member of Yisrael, Mushpoim imen Yisbarach, Ma'amitas Atzmi Yisbarach, is Mushpa, receives, Ma'amitas Atzmi Yisbarach, from the true essence of God Himself. Let's go back to Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos means that we have an Abba, a father, who's talking to his child. That's why we learned last week it's called Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos. This is not the instructions given by a professor to his students, or by a boss to his employees. These are not laws or a system of morality that was devised by philosophers or by legal experts. It's a father talking to his only son, and the father is speaking not to the child, the mischievous, silly, immature child. The father is trying to address the essence of the child. The father is speaking ma'amitas atzmai, from his emesdike self, of who he is. And who is the child that he's speaking to? The moral tells us, amech kulam tzadikim. We don't always behave. As the Maral said, in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts, and so on, we're far from tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim, but most of us, we're just far from tzaddikim, but the amitas atzmai of a Jew is kulam tzaddikim. Solas nikia below psoilas. You know, like every single thing that you buy in this store now says all natural ingredients. You could buy a piece of kishke. It says all natural ingredients. It's pure. It's clean. And that's all Bubba Mises. Hashem Yisbarach himself has written upon each and every one of us the ingredients. And Hashem Yisbarach has written on each of us. Solas, listen to the words. Solas nikia below psolas. Perfectly pure, clean flour without any psolas, refuse, without anything bad. So the Father is reaching into the Amitas Atzmai to speak to connect to the child. Amech kulam tzaddikim, solas nikia, beloy psoilas. Now why do we have to have that? Davke, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Why is it by Pirkei Avos? Now, most of this Masechta, as everybody knows, the Masechta is dealing with Midas, right? That's what these Mishnayos and the Brayos, it's all about Midas. So when it comes to Midas, each one of Hashem Yisbarach's children looks at himself and he evaluates, he makes a cheshbon and nefesh, and he's able in an honest way to say, look, as far as mitzvahs and averis are concerned, I know that I have a lot that needs to be fixed. I believe in tshuva. I say every single day the bracha, bracha ta Hashem, chanun hamar b'lisloach, chanun hamar b'lisloach, that Hashem forgives. He's a salchan, he's a machalan, he's constantly forgiving us. The truth is, tshuva in its basic form is relatively easy. Relatively easy. I'm sorry, I'll try not to do that again. I regret doing something I shouldn't have done, and I admit that I've done it, and I'll commit myself to trying to be better. So, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chanun Amar B'Lisloach. There are levels and levels of tshuva, but basically, tshuva, as far as this act, or a failure to act, is concerned, we know inside of ourselves, and from what we've learned, and intuitively, we know that it's relatively easy. We're just lazy, but it's relatively easy. We don't have to do this, and we can certainly do that, what Hashem wants us to do. So, regarding our mitzvahs aveiros situation, each and every one of us, hopefully, has strong hope that we're going to be better. And we try to improve and to upgrade our Avodas Hashem and to slowly cut away those things that we shouldn't be doing. But there's a tikva toiva l'darish Hashem in general. There's a tikva toiva for all those who are darish Hashem. That's as far as mitzvahs and averis are concerned. But this Masechta is not talking really about mitzvahs and aveiros. All the other Gemaras, everywhere else in Shas, that's what it's about. This Masechta is really talking about not the things that you and I so much do, but the people who we are or we're not. It's the Masechta of who we are. When a person honestly looks at himself, he knows that when Yerushalayim Salanta said that it's easier to learn Shas than to break a negative Midah. And remember, Yerushalayim Salanta was talking about learning Shas. He was talking about learning Shas. He wasn't talking about learning Shas with headphones on the Long Island Railroad. At Daf Yomi, he was talking about Yerushalayim Salanta's Shas. And he said it's still easier to learn Shas than to break one Midah, than to change a Midah. So we all know, Emes, we all know, being honest, that we're sometimes successful overcoming this taiva for neveira, doing a mitzvah that we've been a little bit lax in. But when we look at ourselves, when a person sees himself as someone who, since the time he's in the world, he's getting angry when things don't go his way, and he's cooking with a temper. Or since the time that he's in the world, there's a laziness, there's a stinginess, etc., etc. That's mushrash in the shurish of who he is in the world. It's his personality. He'll tell you, this is who I am. So when a person opens up Pirkei Avos, there's a problem. With every other Masechta, you could get lost in all the beautiful Pilpulim and Torah and Lamdas, and you don't have to face the stark and bitter truth of who you are and who you're not. Pirkei Avos, we don't have that luxury. See, that's why they're not going to. There's never going to be a zman in any yeshiva where they're going to have Pirkei Avos. Because even though there are some svarim there's certainly svarim out there that will make pilpulim and Pirkei Avos and change it from being a discussion between a father and a child, an emes ma'amitas atzmo, and make it into something which is also an intellectual playground. You can do that with anything, but bemes. When you open up Pirkei Avos and the Mishnah says to you, what kind of a person are you? Shali, 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 Shalach, Shalach, Shali. Who are you? Pirkei Avos is not addressing the brain, and you can't hide behind all kinds of fancy pilpulim. The basic issue of Pirkei Avos is, who are you? What's with you? What's going to be with you? Ayaka. And it's making a demand of each and every one of us that we intuitively feel is unreasonable and unfair. It's demanding that we become tzaddik. It's demanding that we make these huge changes in our very way of thinking and feeling. It's not just how to bench lulav or how to make a bracha. It's not how to hear shofar. It's not how to bring a carbon. It's a makeover, a complete and total makeover of a person. And it's very easy when an honest person opens Pirkei Avos. It's very easy to be misyayish. So a lot of people they read Pirkei Avos like the same way they read davening. So they lay in Pirkei Avos. Comes Shabbos these weeks. These Shabbos, there's a minhag to say Pirkei Avos. It's called the saying Pirkei Avos. So we say Pirkei Avos. So we have a famous story from the Baal Shem Tov that I've mentioned many times over the years. I've told that once happened that there was a paritz, a wealthy guy, a landowner who came to the Baal Shem Tov. You know, everybody would go. People went to the Baal Shem Tov, not just Jews. They went to him for refuas and yeshuas. So this paritz came to the Baal Shem Tov in order to be helped. He was terribly sick. And the Baal Shem Tov looked him over. And the Baal Shem Tov said to him, "Look, your problem is that you're completely shakua. You're completely immersed in a filthy, immoral, decadent lifestyle. And that is destroying your body." Whatever sickness, apparently, had something that was related to these inyanim, and you're being killed by your schmutz, by your filth. And if you want to live, you're going to have to change your lifestyle. So the pirates asked the Baal Shem Tov, are you able to stop these things? Meaning, you don't have to do these things? So the Baal Shem Tov's answer was, "Look, I'm already an old man. So I don't have, I'm not nimshich to these things. I'm not nimshich to these things. These things don't appeal to me. I'm already an old man." And that's what he told the guy. Now, the Baal Shem Tov's grandson, the future Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer, was standing there. Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer was there. And after the pirates left, after the guy walked out, so Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer asked his grandfather, he asked the Baal Shem Tov, why did you say that to the Paris that you're old, so you're not drawn to these things? Why didn't you say the truth? Damn, is that you were never in these things when you were younger. And that you're misgabra. Of course you're misgabra on these things. So the Baal Shem Tov answered, only a yid can really be in control of this thing, of these taivas. And it's impossible to explain to a parutz, to a guy. It's impossible to explain what a Jew is and what's the koyach of a Jew. So, what's the tachlis? The Rebbe Baruch Meshgutz, when he was older years later, he said over this ma'aser from his grandfather, and then the Rebbe Baruch Meshgutz added the following. I'm going to read to you from this, what it says in the Svarim. Obviously, he said it in the original in Yiddish, but in the Svarim it says this. Sekeini omer shalagoy e'ef shalahazbir mahu Yehudi. My grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, said that you can't explain to a goy what a Jew is. Va'ani omer, and the Baruch Hu said, Va'ani omer sha'afilu li'yehudi gam ken e'ef shalahazbir mahu koichel shayudin. I say that even to a Jew you can't explain what a Jew is. What's the koyach of a Jew? And what's the koyach of a Jew? He says, Shum chelik elakom imal. He's a chelik elakom imal. Hashem's child. What's in the father is in the child. The infinite one. Shum chelik elakom imal. He says, even to a Jew you can't explain rationally what that is. The ein dover ba'olam. There is nothing in the world that a Jew cannot be mezgaber over. There is nothing that he cannot overcome. A Jew is, by definition, invincible. Invincible. But you can't explain that to a Jew. Forget about the parts. How that a Jew can't understand himself. From where does he take those koiches? From where does he have the koiches to overcome these things? He can't explain it because it's beyond anything that could be explained. It comes from the chelak lakom imal. It's from the infinite. It's from the or ein sof that dwells within the soul of a Jew. Therefore, ein davar ba'olam sheini yochel esgaber lov. Here, there's nothing in the world that you can't be misgaber. I'll share with you a very terrible thing. I'm sorry. But I'll share with you a terrible thing that happened a few Shabbos ago. Pashas Achrei Mais. So there was a kiddush downstairs. We had a simcha, and one of the tzadkonias from the shul, a young woman, came over to me with a chumash. She was holding a chumash, and she was shaking, and her eyes were all red. And I didn't know. She said that, and she said to me that there's something. And she said, I really don't want to ruin your Shabbos, but there's something so horrible in the chumash. So I don't know what it means, horrible in the chumash. Chumash is, you know, it was beautiful. And I said, what happened? What's wrong? And she couldn't even talk. And I understood why. She opened the chumash to the pasuk in that parish in Achrimos, that the pasuk that says the iser of homosexuality. No, the Torah says what it is. There was a person who was in the shul, some maybe last year, maybe some other time, I don't know when, who took a razor and cut out that pasuk from the Chumash. Obviously, this was a person who was suffering terribly from this machla. I'm calling it a machla, from this machla, suffering terribly from this machla. And it was in such pain that he did something that obviously must have been terribly out of character if a person's coming to shul and he opens a chumash. Unless he's some deranged person that's just walking around to different congregations trying to rip out psukim. Mstame is a person that is struggling with this inyan and he's overwhelmed and he doesn't have the koiches he feels to contend with this terrible inyan, which is terrible, terrible inyan. And in frustration, he did that terrible thing that he is mevaza chumash, and he ripped out a pasuk from Hashem's Torah. Hashem's Baruch Hu should forgive him for doing that. But what does it mean? It means that this person doesn't believe in the sentence that we just heard from Rav Baruch Meshbitza again. Ein davar ba'olam sheni yochel lesgaber alav. If Hashem Yisbach said that I want you to be misgaber on this, I want you to overcome this, and he wrote it in his Chumash, it doesn't mean that he gave you therapy, psychological insight, medication. It means that he gave you himself. You have inside of you a chelek elokav mimal mamish that can't be explained to you scientifically. No professor or therapist can talk to you about that, to explain that to you. You have a chelek elokav mimal mamish inside of you. Even a Jew can't explain this to himself, to another Jew. But the practical difference is, Ein davar ba'olam sheni yochel lesgaber alav. There is nothing in the world that you cannot be misgabra. There's nothing that's stopping you from becoming a tzaddik. You can become a tzaddik. No matter what you see inside of yourself. So now we understand, why is it that the Jewish people begin Pirkei Avos every time with those words? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. The Maral says, it doesn't mean they're all doing the right thing. Each one of us has, you know, a pasuk or two that if we'd be allowed to, we wouldn't mind cutting out from the Chumash. Because it's so embarrassing, it's so painful when we look at that pasuk to admit to ourselves that we're so far from what the pasuk is talking about. And the Maral said, in our actions, it's true. We're not all behaving as tzaddikim. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Amech Kulam Tzaddikim means that each and every one of us, as we learned, is Be'etzem Solas Nikia, pure Solas, B'li Solas, without any additives. Tzaddik Yisoid Olam in the Etzem of a Jew. Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. Me'amitas Atzmai. That we come from the Amitas Atzmai of the Borei Olam himself. So if you open up Pirkei Avos and you're wondering, how could I move ahead with this? This Masechta is telling me to change. This Masechta is trying to get me to do something that's weird, that's artificial, that's hypocritical, that's out of character to be this person, Shali Shalach. I'm not that person that the Mishnah is talking about. So we begin, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Lailam Haba. I planted you, Maisa Yodai Lehispra, you're the work of my hands. We learn what the Maral says, what that means. Uma Zeis Mushpas Mimeni Yisbarach, Ma'amitas Atzmi Yisbarach. We're not like everything else that exists. All of the Midas Rose of a Jew, all of the ugliness we see in ourselves, is not coming from the Amitas Ha'etzim of who we are. It's not coming from the Amitas Atzmai, because the Amitas Atzmai of a Jew is soilless, Nikia Mamish, pure, pure, clean, and holy. Therefore, when we begin Pirkei Avos, we have to begin with that understanding and that belief that these Mishnayos are not coming to change us, to make us different. These Mishnayos are coming to restore the original holiness and pureness of a Jew. Purity of a Jew, to bring us back to Be'etzem who we are. It's not to change us, it's to perform surgery and remove the cancerous artificial tumors that have crept into our lives over the years. To return to the Shirish, the Amitas Ha'etzem of Hashem's children is pure and clean. This is hard work. But we don't have to be frightened, and we don't have to be depressed. This is how the Oyv Yisrael, Schus Yerigalim, the Abderav, explains the Pasuk from last parasha. Kedoshim to you, ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem. So we spoke about this last Shabbos. What does that mean? Kedoshim to you, and you know how you could be kedoshim? Ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem. What do you mean? You should be holy because I'm holy? So we spoke about that on Shabbos. You should be holy because I'm holy. That seems to be making fun of us. It's a loig l'rosh. Hashem is holy because Hashem is Hashem. Wasmi kedoshim tiyu ki kodesh ani Hashem lekeichem. You should be holy because I am holy. Akasha, Hashem is Hashem. But we're stuck in the guf. We're stuck in the world of chaimer, of chumius, of physical matter, of filth, and so on. So, what does it mean? Ki kodesh ani Hashem. You should be kodesh ki kodesh ani Hashem. So the Apterov explains that Hashem is telling us how to be kodesh and why is it possible for each and every Jew to be kodesh. And Hashem says, you know why? You know how? Ki kodesh ani. What that means is all of the ra that you see in your life, that comes from the kosnos or the snakeskin that we put on with Adam and Chava. That's not who you are. That's not Batsam who you are. You know who you really are? Me. Hashem says, Ki Kaddish Ani. Kaddishim Ti. You know why you could be Kaddish? Ki Kaddish Ani. And I'm inside each and every one of you. If you would peel off that snakeskin, you will find that this Kaisnais Or, like it said in Rabbi Meir Sefer Torah with an Aleph, there is a garment of light that each and every one of you is wearing underneath the snake skin, if you peel that off. So when the Torah says also, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael matalayim, Ani Hashem lakechem. Ani Hashem lakechem. And then the pasuk goes on and says, Kamai se'eretz Mitzrayim, and so on, Kamai se'eretz Kanaan, lo yisasu. I am Hashem your God. Don't do what the Kanaanim do, and don't do what the Mitzrayim do. Don't do that stuff. So again, we ask Hashem, What are you asking of us? You're asking me that I shouldn't look at the websites that the Kananim and the Mitzrayim look at. I shouldn't watch their websites. I shouldn't look at their movies. I shouldn't read their books. I shouldn't think like them. I shouldn't speak like them. I shouldn't act like them. How do you want me to be like that? I'm living in America. It's 2011. And texting and Twittering and Facebooking and what are you asking of me? You're telling me such a thing. You're saying, "Kamai seretz Mitzrayim, Kamai seretz Kanaan, lo yisasu." But I live in Mitzrayim. I live in Kanaan, and I'm surrounded by Mitzrayim and Kanaanim, and everything is Mitzridik. Everything is Kanaanidik. So what do you want of me? How could you ask me that I shouldn't look at that? That I shouldn't be that way? That's why Hashem says at the beginning of the pasuk. Listen again. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amat elayim. Ani Hashem alakeichem. Ani Hashem alakeichem. And then Hashem goes on. I am Hashem, your God. Then Hashem goes on and says, Kamai says Kanaan. Kamai says Kanaan. Don't act like a Mitzri. Don't act like a Kanaani. Don't do that. Meaning, the only way that you and I, our children and our grandchildren, can contend with Kanaan, with Mitzrayim, and there's a lot of it, the only way that we could fight against that is with that clear realization, that clear emunah, that inside each and every one of us is psoles, is soles nikia bli psoles, pure, pure eloquus. Bli psoles. Bonim atem l'shem ekechem. Ma'ase yodai l'hispor, the work of my own hands. Ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. The infinite one dwells within inside each and every one of us. To the extent that we teach ourselves and our children that they have neshamas. And kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. Kol Yisrael. That doesn't mean that we're doing it. The fathers are telling us to the children, the mothers are telling us to the kids. We have our own faults. We have plenty of faults. But we have to tell the children, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. That's where we begin Pirkei Avos. Every single Jew be'etzim is a ben olam haba, is a bas olam haba. Every single one of us eventually is going to be there, the way that Hashem made us. Solas nekiyah bleep solas. There's the ikkah to tell the children, to tell our children, you're a ben olam haba, you're a bas olam haba. So, you want to know how is it possible to grow up in America in 2011? And not to give in to Ma'aseh Eretz Kanaan and Ma'aseh Eretz Yisrael. How is it possible? You know, it's a good kasha. I have no answer for you because I can't even explain to a Jew what a Jew is. I can't. The same way that I might not have an answer to explain rationally to that to that person who tore out the pasuk from the Chumash. I don't have an answer. But I know that, like the Rebbe Baruch Meshavitz has said, "Ein dov b'olam sheni yochel es gabalov." You know why? There's nothing in the world that a Jew can't overcome. I can't explain that, but I know it's true because kol yisrael yesham chelak lam haba. Ma'ase yodai amech kulam tzadikim. Ma'ase yodai le'espor. This is how we open up Pirkei Avos. This is how a Jew learns Pirkei Avos. That's why we begin with that Mishnah. It's the aside of one's entire avodah, because a person can look at a paritz. Let's say he has a nice paritz that he works with in his office in New York. There's a paritz over there. A nice paritz, a nice peritza. Educated, sophisticated. Jews are not the only ones who are trying to be better. They're wonderful people in the world, who, to their credit, are trying to control their temper, trying to control their darker impulses. We're not the only warriors in God's world. So a person can look at the pirates next to him at work, the nice pirates. No, the pirates who's not an anti-Semite, the pirates who has fine character traits. And you could look at yourself and say, halavai, halavai. Halavai, I should be on the madrega of the parutz. Halavai, I wish I could be like this parutz. This parutz at work has nicer midas than me. Is a better person than me. I wish I could be like this parutz. Anybody who says that never opened up Tanya. That's the first thing. Never opened up Tanya, which is a sin. A person who opened up Tanya. I'm just using Tanya, of course, as an example. Anybody who opened up into the truth of Pnimius, of what the Torah is, knows that the war, the milchama that a Jew has in his life with evil, with the darker impulses, that milchama that a Jew has is a completely different milchama than the pirates. It's a completely different war. The war that the pirates has, the war that the nice pirates at work has, is a war between the seichel and the guf. Seichel is telling the pirates that if I engage in this type of behavior, it's immoral, it's unhealthy, and so on. Therefore, my seichel tells me, even though my guf, even though my body is interested, and my guf is enticed by these things, my seichel is telling me, either my understanding of what's morally right and decent, or my understanding of what's healthy, my seichel is telling me not to listen to my guf. And any parutz, any guy who is successful in listening to the seichel in that way is worthy of great respect, tremendous, tremendous respect. He is also a warrior. That's his war. It's a war that takes place on the battleground of the Seichel and the Guf. Anybody who ever opened up Tanya knows that that's not the war that you and I are in. That's not our war. The milchama that we have, we're talking about a completely different mahus of a war. It's a totally different war. The war of a Jew is a war between the Nefesh HaBahamas and the Nefesh HaElukis. Right? The Nefesh HaBahamas, Nefesh HaElukis. It's a different milchama. I can't explain it now. Those who learn Pnimius know what that means. It's not the guf and the seichel. It's the nefesh elokis and the nefesh bahamas. The nefesh elokis, the parvus doesn't have a nefesh elokis. Therefore, the Baal Shem Tov says, how am I going to explain? I'll try to explain to him in seichel that it's not healthy for him. He's going to die if he does this stuff. And maybe his fear of death will help him to overcome these taivas. So the seichel could be misgabra naguf. The Indian of a Jew is the nefesh elokis and the nefesh bahamas. Nefesh elokis comes from a world where ein davar ba'olam shani yochel es gabra lov. He's invincible. The nefesh elokis is elokus. It's infinite. So you look at yourself on the outside and you say, the parish is better than me. The parish is like this, the parish is like that. And look at me. Of course, we have to be honest about ourselves. And in fact, that parish at work might be acting a lot better than you're acting. But the etzem, the essence, ain't a daima. Nefesh elokis, nefesh bahamas. Who would you be and how would you act at the great moment of truth of Kiddush Hashem? And how would this person act and who would this person be at his moment of truth? It's not guf and seichel. It's nefesh elokis, nefesh bahamas. And that's how Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, explains the chizik that we have by beginning Pirkei Avos with Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Leilam Haba. And in his parish in Eilis Raya, he writes the following. Ha'olam haba b'Yisrael, huloi dova haroi sheyeh v'yovel avada. Olam haba is not just something that's going to be in the future, the world to come. In the future. Ve'inenu ka'es b'mitzias, that doesn't exist right now in mitzias. Ke'kav yosher ha'olech ha'osid, u'meyer b'hod kodsho ala hoiva. Like a straight line. That world to come illuminates in all of its holiness ala hove, into our present lives. We think that Olam Haba is something later on. No, Olam Haba is that amitas atzmo of a Jew right now. V'ha'olam haba ha'osit b'hadar yikras tefarto meyuhu b'neshama ha'yisraelis gam b'hove. And that Olam Haba of the coming world, in all of its splendor and glory, is shining upon the Neshama HaYisraelis Gam B'Haveh, the Jewish soul, this moment, right now, in the present. The Poel Ubamilui, Lamaisa, and completely. May Oso Ha'or HaGodol Shahis Angus Al Hashemesh Shebenachlis Yaakov Or Zareach Al Nishma Sa'uma Bechlala. From this great light that the Jewish people, that the Nachlas Yaakov delights in Hashem in this light. This light shines upon the soul of the nation as a nation. The kol echad ve'echad mi'chideha yonek, and each individual Jew, if he wants to, can draw from this Olam Haba, from this light, right now. Not just when he dies that he goes to, right now. Lefi hachanoso v'sharsho, according to his hachanis, and according to his shayrish. From its sweetness and from its honey. From its light and from its glory. The more that Kedusha of Olam Haba of the Neshama spreads out over his life. Kain ha'atzmius ha'yisraelis misherish on the Shema, so the strength and the power of a Jew, of the Neshama, that comes from the Sherish of the Neshama, ha'yinek is mital ha'chaim shalash al alamah, that is drawn from the life of Olam Haba, mi'ires ahoveh, to that extent it can illuminate and change my present life, right now. And the Hashkofa, the Jewish Yisraelis Hashkofa, Ba'imek Omka in all of its depth. Begodl Oitzim Amitosa. Begodl Oitzim Amitosa, the same word the Maharal was using. In the greatness of its, of Oitzim Amitosa, the strength and power of the Oitzim Amitosa of its truth. Hi hashkafa shel aspeklar yishol kodesh shel or olam haba. Is the hashkafa of olam haba in this world. Not as some place you go to after 120. It's in this world right now. Kol yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba. Amach kulam tzaddikim. Neitzem atoy. Ma'ase yod el hespor. V'chol ha'aliyas ha'klolis v'aprotiyas. And therefore all of the aliyas. Ha'klolis is a people. And protiyas is individuals that we can make in our lives. Ha'tikvas v'ashifas. All of our hopes and all of our yearnings. Sipiyos ha'yeshuas v'hagulas. All of our longing for salvation and redemption. Ha'kol, everything. Mishtal shel uba me'or olam haba. Descends into our lives right now. Doesn't make sense. It's not rational. It comes from something else. It descends into our lives right now. Me'or olam haba, from the light of olam haba. Sheyeshno l'kol yisrael, that every Jew has. Kol yisrael yesh lehem chaylek olam haba. Right now in life. Hashem Yisbarach should help us to open up that and to look into that chelik, and from that olam haba to live now, and through that to be zayich mitzvah for the gula Hashem v'amitis v'mehem yemenu amen v'amen.